Thank you, Basil. Good morning, Millsy. April may prove to be the cruelest month for Americans in the COVID-19 outbreak. With the active case count rocketing, new hotspots flaring, hard-hit hospitals maxing out, and the U.S. death toll now more than 3,400, President Trump is saying,
"This is a very vital 30 days. We're sort of putting it all on the line, this 30 days."
With the addition of Maryland and Virginia, roughly 3 out of 4 Americans are now being requested to stay home. The New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo reports his younger brother Chris Cuomo, an anchor at CNN, has tested positive.
He's going to be quarantined in his basement at home.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is imposing a $500 fine on anyone violating social distancing rules.
The police and all our agencies are authorized to use fines. We've given enough warning.
Despite all that talk of keeping one's distance, the pastors at 3 megachurches are ignoring it. In Louisiana, Ohio, and Florida, clergy continue summoning their congregants to Sunday services. Hundreds of worshipers show up at each church with no more than the usual separation. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown leads the River at Tampa Bay Church.
So I'm not negating that people are dying from the coronavirus. We're not saying that. We're just saying that the thing is blown totally way out of proportion.
Howard Brown had been saying he would not close his church doors until end times begin. Tampa Sheriff Chad Cronister wasn't willing to wait that long, ordering his deputies to round up and jail the reverend who is now charged with unlawful assembly and a violation of health emergency rules.
I was appalled and also frightened at the fact that those individuals thinking and believing that they're doing the right thing, how many people are they going to infect if they have this COVID-19 and now that they're going to spread it back to the community as they return back to where they live?
Also this week, hundreds of the faithful flocked to the Life Tabernacle Church near Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Some of that church's neighbors are outraged, shouting at Reverend Tony Spell.
We have a right to, man. Y'all need to shut that church down.
Millsy and Basil, on his church's website, that pastor in Florida, the one now behind bars, claims his church should be considered an essential service, just like Costco and Walmart. Mm-hmm.